Shalom Aleichem, service friends. We are continuing our series of Shigurim in Mishnayos, Maseches Nagayim, Le'Nishmas, Elisha Chanina, Ben Harav Aaron Avraham. We are on Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Now we are going to be learning about the laws of Nesek, or Netek. A Nesek is a disease and the scalp or beard area that causes hair to fall out. The machlokes among the mefarshim, which hopefully we'll get to in the 10th perek, whether nesek is simply an unusual bald spot without any discoloring, or if there's also discoloration. So the Mishnah's main discussion about nesek is in the 10th perek. There are a lot of differences between regular goyim and nesek that are described there. So this Mishnah tells us two differences between negayim and nesek. Whereas regular negayim are mukhlat, are confirmed, if there are two white hairs in the nega, nesek is confirmed when there are two tsehov dak, two deficient blonde hairs in the nesek. So we're going to discuss exactly what this tzov, is it really blonde? What this means, tzov dak, that's in the 10th parak. But in the meantime, it's not two white hairs, it's two tzov daks. Deficient blonde hairs, we'll translate it. And number two, normal looking skin inside the nesek doesn't make it confirmed tame, whereas for regular nega it does. So let's see the Mishnah. Hanisakim mitamin b'shnei shavuos. Nisakim are confined for as long as 2 weeks. You can't be confined for more than 2 weeks, as we see in Vayikra Yud Gimel Lamed Beis Talamed Dalet. B'shnei simanim, and like we had the same style in the previous Mishnah, first it tells us this muzgar, and now b'shnei simanim, and with two symptoms, they're going to be a mukhlat, confirmed tameh, b'sehar tzahuf dak, u'bepisyon, deficient blonde hairs or expansion. As the Bartanura explains, ha'nisakim negam shevrosha b'zakin korim nisakin, a nega in the scalp or in the beard are called nisakim. And then the Mishnah tells us that they need two simanim to become confirmed. Deficient blonde hair, seir tzov dak or pisyon. B'seir tzov dak b'tchila, when does deficient blonde hair make it mukhlat? Either b'tchila, bar denura, in b'tchila nolad lo seir tzov machlito, if at the outset he has a seir tzov, he has two of these blonde hairs, he's a mukhlat. B'sof shavuah rishon, at the end of the first week, b'sof shavuah sheni, at the end of the second week, lachar p'tur, or after the nega was already declared tahor, and then these two blonde hairs appeared, he's tamei. Rashi, the Bartanura says, Tzov domel is zahov. Zahov, blonde, yellow, is similar to gold. B'sof shavuah rishon. So then the Mishnah continues. U'bepisyon, and with expansion, b'sof shavuah rishon, if you only become tummy by expanding after the first week, b'sof shavuah sheni after the second week, lachar p'tur after already became tahar, was declared tahar. If the confirming blonde hairs either fall out or the nesek remains the same size after 2 weeks and no blonde hair appears, the mitzara becomes tahor. But if afterwards you have this seir tzahov dak, he becomes tamei. And same thing with the pisyon. The pisyon, originally there can't be a pisyon. Originally you have the actual nesek. And then at the end of the first week, the end of the second week, lachar p'tur, If it expands in these times, then he will become a muchlat, or metami b'shnei shavuot shem shlosha asayom. They can be confined for 2 weeks, which is 13 days, because the last day of the first week is the first day of the second week. So altogether, it's going to be 13 days. So again, we'll read the Mishnah. Hanisakam metami b'shnei shavuot, hanisakam are confined for a time as long as 2 weeks. B'shnei simanim, and with two symptoms, they're confirmed this time. B'seret zahov dak, or with pisyon, deficient blonde hair expansion. B'seret zahov dak, b'tchila b'sof shavu rishon, b'sof shavu sheni lachar p'tor. With deficient blonde hair, either initially at the end of the first week or the end of the second week, or after the nega was declared tahor. Or with pisyon, b'sof shavu rishon, b'sof shavu sheni lachar p'tor. With pisyon at the end of the first week, the end of the second week, or after was declared, the nega was declared tahor. And it becomes confined this tummy for 2 weeks, shehen shalasha sayom, which are 13 days, and the siyata d'shmaya, we have been zocha to learn the fifth mishnah of the third parak, and please God, we will also have our iyun shiur on this mishnah, at least one, I hope, and we have a lot to say. I hope you'll join us. Thank you, sweetest God.